Chapter 2, The Letter to Ephesus. To the angel of the church in Ephesus write, "These things says he that holds the seven stars in his right hand, he that walks in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks, I know your works, and your toil, and patience, and that you cannot tolerate evil men, and detest them that call themselves apostles, and yet are not, and found them false. I know you are enduring patiently, and bearing up for my name's sake, and you have not grown weary. But I have this against you, that you left your first love. Therefore, remember from where you have fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else, unless you repent, I will come to you and move your candlestick out of its place. But this you have, you hate the works of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him that overcomes, I will permit him to eat from the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God." The letter to Smyrna. "And to the angel of the church in Smyrna write these things, the first and the last, who was dead and lived again, says, I know your tribulation and your poverty, but you are rich. And the blasphemy of those who say they are Jews, but are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan. Do not fear the things which you are about to suffer. Behold, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison. You may be tried, have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He that overcomes shall not be hurt by the second death." The letter to Pergamum. "And to the angel in the church in Pergamum write, these things says he that has the sharp two-edged sword, I know where you live, where Satan's throne is, yet you remained loyal to my name and did not deny my faith, even in the days of Antipas, my witness, my faithful one, who was killed among you where Satan dwells. But I have a few things against you, because you have there some that hold the teaching of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed to idols, and to commit fornication. So have you also some of that hold to the teaching of the Nicolaitans. Therefore repent, or else I will come to you quickly and will make war against those with the sword of my mouth. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him that overcomes, to him will I give of the hidden manna, and I will give him a white stone, and upon the stone a new name written which no one knows but he that receives it." The letter to Thyatira. "And to the angel in the church in Thyatira write, these things says the Son of God, who has his eyes like a flame of fire, and his feet are like to burnished bronze. I know your works, and your love, faith, ministry, and patience, and that your last works are more than the first. But I have this against you. You tolerate that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, and she teaches and seduces my servants to commit fornication and to eat things sacrificed to idols. And I gave her time that she should repent, and she does not want to repent of her fornication. Behold, I will cast her into a bed, into great tribulation, and those that commit adultery with her, unless they repent of their works. And I will strike her children dead, and all the churches will know that I am he who searches mind and heart, and I will repay each of you as your works deserve. But to you I say, to the rest that are in Thyatira, as many as do not have this teaching, who do not know the so-called deep things of Satan, I will not impose any other burden apart from that which you have to hold fast until I come. And he that overcomes, and he that keeps my works to the end, to him will I give authority over the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, as the vessels of a potter are broken to pieces, as I also have received from my Father. And I will give him the morning star. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.